You just think we just, you know, whatever happens, we just shit another player. All right, and everything's going to be perfect. All of our fans think that. You all think that. That's what you write about.
You don't want to be here. There's a specific reason. Not really. You know, I think we did a poor job recruiting. If guys are coming in and immediately walking out the door because it was something different than what they thought it would be. We lied to them during recruiting, or we sold them on a dream that wasn't true.
Yeah, you know, right now we have the atmosphere of a JC softball game. You know, I mean, that's what we are, a JC softball team. As long as, you know, it's not whether you win or lose. It's like the team that wins is the one that has the most fun. You know, that crap like that. You know, all this stuff that's contaminated America, where they give every kid a trophy and they don't keep score in Little League anymore.
Now, that's also a second in the West, baby.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I don't like it. It's the only time we're ever getting excited about second. From now on, it's first, okay?
Winning the SEC probably is harder than winning the national championship. Do you know that?
Well, how about the fucking dogs? That's my language.
Turn that damn jukebox off!
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the Pirate, and the Pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.
Welcome in to the latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bratton. I go by SEC Mike on Twitter. And look who decided to show up, Cousin Shane, who goes by Big Orange Vols on Twitter. What are you up to, you big Tennessee homer?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
I'm cracking one open too, Shane. Glad to have
now
you back.
Now at the party, baby.
How the hell are you, man? It's been a long time no see.
Oh, man, it's been a wild one, man. It is spring break in Gatlinburg. You can imagine. I'm surprised they don't have COVID again, Mike. But it is absolutely nuts up there. Travelocity, I did see this article, man. Gatlinburg was like the number one requested location or something like that in the country. I saw it on some list. And it was like number five in the world. So, man, you better believe it. That town is jumping. I've seen traffic, Mike. I have seen traffic. But you get up there, and they got these things on, like, waiting list, and, you know, only so many people could come in and stuff like that. I'm telling you, Mike, it is the most traffic I've ever seen in my life. So, I am glad to be out of that right now, here with you guys, drinking some cold brewskis.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you're here, Shane, because I've been waiting for you to make a special announcement here. This podcast, it's going to be changing a little bit here. We're making it bigger. We're making it bolder. You know, popular demand. People want to see video at some point, and that day is coming. That'll rev up when the season gets along here. I'm trying to build out a nice little podcast studio here. But, hey, I've got an idea. Shane loves it. I love it. You know, all listeners of the show should know, when we kick it over to a team, we like to have a little, you know, little intro, whether it's Coach O screaming LSU or
Go Tigers.
Roll Tide when we kick it to Alabama.
Roll Tide!
And we've come up with the idea to have some of you guys on the show. So if you want to be part of the show moving forward, we're just looking for quick video clips, just a couple seconds long. Could be you, could be your family, could be your friends. Whatever you want, as long as you got some SEC and hopefully some that SEC podcast gear on. But here's your opportunity to be in the show. So when we kick it to, say, LSU, we're going to have one of you guys on the show, you know, just cheering on the team. And I got this idea when I was thinking of the old NCAA video game, Shane. I don't know if you remember, but when you turn the disc on, they used to pop up with fans just cheering on their team for just a couple of seconds before the game got going. And that's kind of what I'm trying to envision here for the show. Just a way to get the fans involved. And I'd love to have all 14 teams represented. And hell, if we get multiple fans from multiple schools, we'll just mix those in and out depending on the episode. But
absolutely,
I'm looking forward to see what people come up with. How about you, Shane?
EA Sports. It's in the game. I love it, man. I love the idea. We have great fans out there, man. We see these koozies all over the place. National championships. We've seen them at SEC championships. This is why we do it. It's for you guys. I mean, me and Mike can call each other and talk for 15 minutes about college football. We do this for you guys. And what better way to showcase our fans than include you in the show? So short clips, that's the key. You know, I don't know if you remember those vines back in the day they used to have. It's like those little 2-3 seconds. It's just like your team representing, because we're going to put these on the intro. So when we go to a team going around the league, we're hitting these different programs. Instead of having the coaches say something, we're going to have you guys. So I think this is awesome. And I appreciate everybody taking the time to do it.
Yeah, absolutely, Shane. Well, hey, if you missed the last couple episodes, been hitting up, you know, spring scrimmages. We just had Josh Pate on the latest show. So we've kind of covered everything that's going around the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to come up with a creative idea. This is the one we've been kind of sitting on.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get to that in just a second. But we've had a fan request, Shane, before we get to our show topic here. And if you guys missed it, hey, I credit this coach for putting this out there, wishing everybody a happy Easter. But my God, jumping down to the Big 12, Lincoln Riley, if you missed it, posted an Easter brisket here. And it kind of resembles roadkill more than it does brisket, Shane. What are your thoughts on this piece of meat he's throwing at us?
Oh, boy, he got burnt. Like that brisket. You know, I felt so bad. I really did. If he were an SEC coach, maybe I'd feel even worse, but he's not. You know, looking at this thing, it almost blends in with the cutting board, and that's not a look you want, Mike, when you're trying to roll out a brisket. You want to see a nice smoke ring on there. You want to see a little bit of color. You definitely want to see some juices flowing, and I'm telling you, I think I saw jerky more time in these comments than I saw any other word. Oh, so Lincoln, late Easter, man. I appreciate the effort, but this was not your best work.
No, not at all. And I mean, this resembled Oklahoma in a damn playoff, you know, just not something I wanted to be a part of. You know what?
Absolutely not, man. I'm telling you, they were roasting them. If you get on his Twitter handle, it's worth it just to read the comments.
We'll stick in there in the Big 12. I know this is an SEC show. We'll circle into the SEC right here. But our idea for the show today, if you missed it, we're going to play this clip from Mike Gundy. He was asked about mixing things up in the spring. This is something I think we've hit on before. But Mike Gundy would love to see Oklahoma State scrimmage maybe in Arkansas or in Texas A&M. Those are two teams he threw out. So let's kick it over to Mike Gundy real quick for this clip.
I mean, it would be good for us to scrimmage Arkansas. You got Nebraska, you got A&M. There's teams around that would be good to have a spring game, spring scrimmage, where you would do like the NFL, do some inside, do some 7-on, do some team. I would be for that, just from a number standpoint. So what happens is when we get into the spring game, on most years we don't have enough depth to have a real good spring game. So the reason we haven't had one in a while is because I think it's not favorable for the fans, because we don't have enough depth, and then you can't function. If you were to play a game against Arkansas or Nebraska or A&M or somebody and practice game, you could get really quality work. So I would be for that in just short notice without thinking through it.
All right, Shane. So, I mean, how fantastic of an idea is this to, you know, wrap up the spring with, you know, a little scrimmage with another team? I mean, I don't know why in the heck this has never happened before, but, I mean, who wouldn't sign up to watch something like it? Hell, they could televise these things.
I'm telling you what, Mike, I am not, may I repeat, a Mike Gundy fan at all. but these words rang true, and it's something that we have talked about, and it just makes sense. Because so many times you watch, I mean, we looked at some of these pregames. Which one was it? The first Mizzou.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like if they were going against Oklahoma State, we would see ones against ones. We would get a better pulse of what our team's going to look like going into the fall. And we have no idea. And if we don't know, I guarantee these coaches don't know, because they're going against lesser than talent when they're going against the third string and the fourth string. So I think it just makes perfect sense. And I'm kind of surprised that we haven't taken advantage of it.
Yeah, I mean.
No, I get it. Like if it was the 1890s and we can't do this, you know what I'm saying? But as much money as these programs are spending anyway, why not, you know, spend a little bit more and get some competitive competition so you can really see what you're working with, man? So many times we have no idea, and then it gets in the fall and it takes a game or two to kind of get, you know, okay, this guy, you know, he's great in practice, but he just can't do it in the game format. You know, we can mm-hmm. squash all that with one of these top games.
Yeah, and I've heard some blowback, not a lot, but I've heard some saying, well, hell, you know, these coaches, they wouldn't want to get embarrassed in these games, and imagine the heat they'd face if they got embarrassed in one of these. That's crazy talk to me, because I think a guy like, you know, let's just throw out Nick Saban. I think he would love to see his team get their ass kicked in a spring game, because he would ride them all summer, you know, and I mean, he mm-hmm. may even sabotage them to say, you know, you're not that good. You know what I mean? We've got all this work to do. And maybe if you look at it a different way, you know, it's kind of like you're saying. I mean, we'd have a better understanding of what we got at certain positions.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we're in the transfer portal era, you know, let's just throw out a guy. I hate to keep piling on the kid, but Bo Nix, let's say he really struggled in one of these games, then maybe that gives Brian Harsin and Mike Bobo, you know, real ammunition to say, man, we have got to hit this transfer portal,
mm-hmm.
get us a quarterback. I mean, there's no negatives to this thing, I don't think. And
no.
I would even pay to watch if it was a good enough, you know, spring game here and have all the money go to charity, or, you know, I mean, this would just add a little something for us to spiel about here and give us something to look forward to in the offseason, I think.
Absolutely, man. And you want to talk about filling those seats up at a spring game? You do it like this, man. You talk about viewership going through the roof. People are sad. They're sad that college football's over and not coming back till September, you know? Mm-hmm. This gives them a little bit of, you know, kind of that, you know, like when the XFL kicked off, you know? That we just need 1 week, man. We don't need a whole season. We just need one more game, you know, to watch our beloved teams, you know? So I think this is a fantastic move, and I wish they would – I hope they really are starting to consider something like this, because, like you said, it's a win-win situation. I didn't even think about the donations or that aspect. I mean, there's a lot of things they could do with it to not only make it entertaining, but, you know, making an event that can benefit a certain charity. I love that idea, man.
Yeah, so what Shane and I came up with, we've picked what games we'd love to see. Now, we kept it to non-conference opponents because that seems to be kind of what Gundy was going for here, and I can never imagine two SEC teams going head-to-head in the spring just for a number of reasons. So this gave us you know, the option to pick anybody we want here, and I really like my list. How about you, buddy?
I think I nailed my list here, Mike. So when we get done here, be sure to let us know which one you like the most. And it wouldn't surprise me if some of these are the same.
Right. All right. Well, let's start. Let's just go in alphabetical here, Shane. Alabama, if they were to play a non-conference opponent to end mm-hmm. the spring, who would you most want to see the Crimson Tide face off against?
Actually, one of the tougher ones to pick here, Mike, just because you're talking about a dominant Alabama team, not a lot around them. So, you know, because one of the things I consider is driving distance, things like that. But on this one, I had to go with the only university to ever fire Nick Saban, and that was Ohio State Buckeyes, baby. Bring them in. Let's save them. You know, he's used to waxing them, so might as well do it in the spring and get it over with. So I'm going to go with the Buckeyes. I ain't going to lie. Texas, Michigan were tempting. Just the fact that, you know, Michigan's and Ohio State are, you know, the winningest programs. That's the way I would go. But I think I settled with Ohio State just for revenge factor while Saban's in town.
Mm, yeah, that's a good selection, Shane. I went a little bit different. Maybe this matchup's a little played out. But when I think of the best in the SEC versus the best in the ACC, seen this matchup a number of times in recent seasons, but I'm going Alabama versus Clemson.
Mm.
We got the Dabo factor. We got just so many star players across the board. Maybe these two wouldn't want to face off because they're likely to see each other in the college football playoff so often, but heck, maybe they would. Maybe they would like to see,
yeah,
kind of like I was saying, maybe Saban would sabotage his team and say, well, boys, we can't stack up to Clemson. We might as well just give up, you know, and motivate those guys even tougher. But
right,
whether it's Ohio State or Clemson against Alabama, I mean, this is what we're talking about. Who would not sign up to watch this in the spring? You know what?
Seriously. Absolutely. I mean, either one of them, Alabama, Ohio State, who wouldn't want to watch that? I think Gary would even want to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, make a CBS event out of this thing. So they're crazy. They're missing out on a ton of money, and it's good for both programs.
Right. All right. How about Arkansas? Who you got for them?
Oh, this one was easy. And I think we're going to have the same one. But horns down, baby.
Ooh.
I went Texas. Longhorns here. I just think, you know, back when they were in the South, what was it, Southwest Conference or something like that, you know, mm-hmm. many, many moons ago, these guys were rivals. I was watching a movie the other day, and you may have remembered it. It was a Texas guy that, you know, ended up losing his leg, spoiler alert. He was talking about winning a national championship. I can't remember the movie. If you, maybe one of the listeners know, but it was a really good movie. All-American, maybe, something like that. I don't know. But anyway, it came down to a Texas-Arkansas game, you know, and unfortunately Arkansas didn't win, but, you know, I mean, it was a good story there, Ian. I guess he needed that one. But I just think this is a rivalry that could pick right back up easily. And I'm kind of – I kind of see why you're not going to go with it, because there's another one obviously on the list that you would consider. So as a backup plan, if it doesn't work out, I went SMU, baby. Again, we're sticking to the old Southwest Conference. Texas, Arkansas, they had the most wins in that thing. SMU was third. So I figured, hey, let's get them Mustangs back involved.
Well, sticking on, you know, similar theme, I went with old Allen High School in Texas.
Oh, what?
Did you see who they just hired, Shane?
Yeah, Coach Morris. Did you see that stadium, man? Jeez, they got some – I mean
– No, I'm just kidding.
Listen,
I'm just
kidding. I'm always, you know how it is. I bashed Morris like crazy when he was in Arkansas. But now that he's gone and I'm seeing this, I feel bad for the guy, you know. But he's still getting paid pretty good to play to coach down there in Texas.
Right, right. No, that was just a joke pick. But for real, Texas, that would be a hell of a matchup. I like this one for different reasons, though. Arkansas State. Never faced off against the Razorbacks.
Mm.
In-state game. I think they are scheduled to play in the coming years. They finally decided to have a game against one another. It's been a long tradition that Arkansas had no interest in playing Arkansas State. But
mm-hmm.
I think this will be a nice appetizer to that matchup to kind of bring – I don't know. I mean, imagine if they held it at Arkansas State and there was nothing but Razorback fans in the stands. I mean, I just think that'd be right. Fantastic.
And this is a great move. And honestly, you're going to hear my list, Mike, and it's going to sound like a dream. You know, mm-hmm. I probably should have thought of it more realistically. And Arkansas State would make perfect sense. Close, cheap. You know, good for both programs. Kind of like what you said, you don't want to be embarrassed. How do you not get embarrassed? By inviting Arkansas State to your stadium, you know? So I think you may be onto something there. So that is a very – like if this were to come to fruition, I could see that being a matchup there.
All right, so who you got for Auburn?
Well, since we're in dreamland, Mike, you mentioned them earlier. This is an old rivalry here. People forget, but I'm going to go Clemson Tigers. Ooh. So the Battle of Tigers here. This is a game I've done, Mike, this may be the first pod I've ever done any research for. You know what I'm saying?
So that's where you've been the last week and a half.
Well, seriously, that's it. It takes a lot to copy and paste off Wikipedia. But this is a rivalry that began in 1899 and was played for many, many years. In fact, the last time these guys faced was the 98 and 2007 Chick-fil-A game. But, you know, the reason I like this one is the distance. You know, they're not too far apart. Another thing that I like is I can see Clemson joining the SEC at some point. You know, there's all this talk about future expansions. And I think next time that we do that, I think Clemson's one of those teams that gets in. So this may be a rivalry that really does pick up in the future. But until then, I think it would be a perfect game in the offseason for both programs.
Hmm. You know, it's interesting that Shane and I do not share these lists with each other. So it's kind of before we reveal them on the show. So it's interesting to see how we both went about it. You went with an old rival of Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
I went the complete opposite, Shane. Do you know there's a storied Power 5 program that has played many of the teams in the SEC, but the one missing is Auburn? Do you have any idea who that is? We've talked about it before, but a long, long time ago.
Is it Michigan?
No, but you're very close.
Michigan State?
Notre Dame. I want to see Auburn.
I thought you said good program. Sorry. you threw me off there, Mike.
If we can't get Auburn and Notre Dame in the fall, I want to see them match up in the spring.
That's good.
I think that would be a hell of a spring game to watch.
Oh, that'd be fun, man. That would be a great game. You know, and I'm surprised they've never played.
No, never. And that was a big talking point where I think there was some negotiations, and then all of a sudden Notre Dame announced new series with Alabama. So for whatever reason, it's just never happened.
I saw this on Twitter, and I'm sorry I can't give whoever it was the credit because I can barely remember the picture. But during the movie Rudy, there's a locker room scene, and I'm guessing this is when he was working for the field house there. But on one of the lockers, it had a South Carolina bumper sticker. So I just thought, because they were doing the Easter eggs. You know, because it was Easter, so I just thought that was pretty cool that came across. And I apologize, I can't remember which handle had that, but if you're looking for an Easter egg, man, you see Rudy. It's the only good thing to come out of Notre Dame with that movie, and Mike Golick, I like him too. But as you're watching it, look for that Easter egg because old Carolina's on there.
All right, who you got for Florida?
Oh, okay. All right, see, I've got the East and West different here, so let me go down here. Oh, Florida, I think this is another easy one, man. I mean, you close each year with Florida State. Why not start with Miami? I think these two teams, they absolutely hate each other. The Gators can officially own that state. This would just prove it coming out, showing their dominance during the spring practice. So that's what I went. Let's just stay in-state here, and let's knock Miami out early.
Yeah, that's not a bad selection. I maybe went a little too obvious because I went with the Seminoles. Florida versus Florida State. Maybe that wouldn't make a ton of sense to, you know, start the spring and end the season with them. But, hell, I'd sign up to watch that. Maybe I'm just missing it because we didn't get it last year, you know. So some of these rivalry games I desperately want to see again. But now that you kind of laid out your case, I think Miami, I'm going to give you the W on this one. I think Miami is probably a better selection.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to stick a little closer, UCF can be in play. You know, I just think that would be a good program to tune up with. But I just think when you think 20 years from now, who would you rather see? I don't know what UCF's going to look like, but Miami's always going to be Miami. So I just think it's going to be good for the program. Good for the state because you close the season with Florida State, you begin with Miami. It's just good all the way around.
All right, so who you got for Georgia?
Damn, Mike, I don't know how many times we got to say Clemson, but let's don't forget that they are only 70 miles apart. So this is a game we're going to get to preview this year, and I swear it's the last time they're on my list. But I got to go with the Clemson Tigers here just because I think it's, like I said, they're less than an hour away. And as far as logistics, it would be easy to go back and forth to these programs. And I think it's a fantastic tune. I mean, you're talking when you look at last 5-6 years, you know, number one, number two, number three recruiting classes, both these teams are landing in the top three. So what better, you know, a lot of these kids played together, you know, in the same state, same high schools, things like that. So right. I just think it would be good to especially showcase some of that young talent.
Okay, well, for the Bulldogs, Shane, I went with, we'll see if you can guess this real quick, one of the better games in recent college football playoff history.
Mm-hmm.
They played each
other.
Oklahoma versus Georgia. And the way those two offenses are now with star quarterbacks, star receivers, I think it'd be a hell of a matchup there. And you know, you're kind of getting two programs on equal footing. Oklahoma's won, I think, 6 Big 12 conference titles in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Many college football playoff appearances. Georgia, hell, they'd have that many probably if not for Alabama. So they're right there with them. I think you're getting two of the best programs in the country going head-to-head in the spring. Sign me up for that.
Absolutely. They'd burn them like that brisket.
All right, who just you got?
I do think that'd be a good one. That'd be a good one.
Who you got for Kentucky?
You know, Kentucky, I went back and forth. Clearly, you know, the end of the season with Louisville, I think that's a pivotal game. One of the games I was – actually, let me just get to what I've – I settled on Cincinnati, okay? Mm. Not that far. Again, you'll notice there's a theme, logistics. It's easy to get to. It's like an hour away from these guys. But I did it more for recruiting, man. I mean, that's a fertile area and a good spot for Kentucky to get a lot of their talent out of. So if we could get a little home-and-home situation with Cincinnati, I think it would be beneficial for the Big Blue Nation. I mean, you think – like I said, Mike, done a little research. Luke Kuechly, A.J. Hawk, Chris Carter, these are a few players that came out of Cincinnati. You know, so there's every – 2-3 years, there's a diamond coming out of that little city. And if you can get them on your campus, you can, I mean, who knows, that may be the difference Kentucky needs.
Mm, man, I like that selection. Again, I may have to give you the W here because once again, I stuck with the traditional rival, Louisville. I guess I'm just missing these games that we missed from last year, but man, every time I see a lot of Kentucky people on my timeline and anything and everything that come out of that damn city of Louisville, they pile on it real quick. They hate those bastards. So, man, I'll take it twice a year. You know what?
Absolutely, man.
All right. How about LSU? Who you got for the Tigers?
The LSU Tigers. Let me get down here. LSU, baby, I went with Tulane, the battle for the rag in New Orleans. I just think this is two programs that should play each other more often. I just think it's good for the state. Obviously, LSU is a better program, but when you're talking spring games, I mean, this is two teams that used to play almost every year. You know, they started, here again, Wikipedia, here we go, 1893, with the last of 98 games. They played 98 games, and then all of a sudden, they don't play each other anymore. So give me, what is it, the Big Green Wave? That's what I want.
Ooh, okay. That's an interesting selection. I went more with, again, marquee opponent, just because LSU is such a big-time school, going to have athletes all over the field. This was a game I was hoping we got in the national championship, but it came up just short because them Buckeyes couldn't get it done. LSU versus Ohio State. Who you've already hit on them, but
mm-hmm.
I think this would be a very interesting matchup here, the Joe Burrow Bowl here, and maybe the winner gets the Joe Burrow Trophy. How about that?
Absolutely, man. And don't get me wrong, I think that would be a marquee game, and I'm just making the case here. What's better for the fans? Similar to that Arkansas State that you mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. you know, I came around to that idea because it makes sense. The whole state can get behind that game. And that's exactly what could happen if Tulane came to town. So even though I think yours is going to sell more tickets, I just think as far as for fan support and just getting them out there, I'm going to go with the Tulane.
All right. So who you got for Missouri?
Missouri. Give me a second. Actually, I have these in no order. That's the problem. I was just sitting there. I was like, what other school am I missing here? Okay. Mizzou. You know, this is what started all. It stemmed, you know, Gundy talking about playing one of these guys. And as much as I'd like to see the Oklahoma State guys coming in here and playing Mizzou, I went with Kansas because – are you there? The border war?
Yes, sir. This is the first time you got one of mine. You sunk my battleship.
120 games played, man. You know, Big 12, I just think it's fantastic. Obviously, this would be a really good game for Mizzou right now. And I think about, you know, I was doing some research on Kansas, and you think about some of the coaches that they had there. You know, you got Miles, you got Big Mark Mangino, you know, Charlie Wise. They've had some storied coaches over there, and I think it'd be fantastic if they keep that trend going and play in the spring game with the SEC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this is, again, one of these games that since Missouri left the Big 12 for greener pastures, they've, mm-hmm. you know, the fans have suffered. It's not just their fans. Kansas fans have suffered too. So, you know, it's time to put all that idiocy aside, get these two teams back together. But I think they are playing in a couple of years. I think they've got a series already coming together. So that's great. But mm-hmm. I want to see it annually. I want to see it in the spring too. Because you talk about two fan bases that hate each other. Oh, man. they call it the border war for a reason. You know what?
Absolutely, man. It's easy money.
All right, so who you got for Ole Miss?
Ole Miss. I think this is another easy one, and I think I stole it because, Mike, it's like sometimes we're related. But I'm going to say Memphis.
Oh.
No, you didn't go Memphis?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, then, hot dog, this is a no-brainer for me, man. Recruits, buddy. Fans, I mean, you got people in Memphis can't decide which team to root for. It's usually Ole Miss or Memphis. So I just thought this would be a no-brainer here. Would be fun to watch as well. Both these teams aren't afraid to air it out too. So I just think it would be a high-octane type of spring game, especially while Kiffin's up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Probably makes a hell of a lot more sense in my pick here, but you just hit on it. Lane Kiffin. Who fired Lane Kiffin?
Who didn't? No, I'm just kidding. USC?
Ole Miss versus USC, baby. I want it in the Lane Train Kiffin Bowl. I want to see the Rebels take on the Trojans.
Oh, you know, I kind of joked about it. Kiffin really only got fired from, what, two? He got fired from the Raiders.
Raiders, right? USC.
And then he got fired USC. So long as he stays out of California, he hasn't got fired anywhere else, right?
When Nick Saban kind of ran him off, you know, leading up to the championship, but I wouldn't call that a firing.
Yeah. No, I think that would be great, man. I'd love to see those two programs go at it. Oh, that would have been a good one for South Carolina too, but mm-hmm. a battle of USC's. But anyway, yeah, I could see that one for sure.
So who you got for Mississippi State?
Mississippi State. Tough one here, man. I just didn't know really where to go with this, so I kind of went more off the pirate than I did the actual program, which is probably the worst way of doing it. But I went with BYU.
Ooh.
All right, go with me here. This game would be like me and you play in NCAA, you know, no defense at all. We're just going to air this thing out. I think it would be awesome to see the Pirate because you're talking about there's only 10 teams to have more passing yards last year than Mississippi State, and the Cougars was one of them. So you know how he likes him animal mascots. I just think it'd be perfect to get these two programs to go. And like I said, just really tune up that offense. You do that by playing teams like BYU.
You know, one of my favorite things about the state of Mississippi and the Egg Bowl is all the drama.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of went with the same logic for Mississippi State as I went with Ole Miss. Who fired the Pirate?
Texas Tech.
Get him, old Dan to start. Mississippi State versus Texas Tech. Air it out, air raid. Let's get Coach Leach paid. Let's and if Mississippi State whips her ass like we know they would, Texas Tech's got to pay him all the money they owe him from firing him and not giving him his buyout. So that's who I'm rolling with. Mississippi State, Texas Tech. I think that'd be a fun game to watch.
And you know, it's one that crossed my mind. It really did. And I was just, the only thing is I think back when Coach Luke was down there at Ole Miss and they played Texas Tech. Do you remember that game?
Barely.
We thought it was going to be, yeah, this is back, you know, it's back in the day. But they had AJ and all those. We just thought there for a second, no teams could play defense and this thing was going to be a 100-point ball game. And it wasn't, because all of a sudden Texas Tech isn't a fun gun team anymore. They're all about defense. And that's why I chose not to go with them. And that's how I landed on BYU. But Texas Tech was the first one that came to mind.
All right. So who you got for South Carolina?
Well, now that I've mentioned USC, that's one I would love to see, but I'm going to go with North Carolina here. This is a Carolina war. Mm-hmm. It sounds easy to market. I think the last time these programs got together, we had the huge fight outside the stadium.
Yep.
So I just think we could really market this thing, build, you know, we'd have the stadium loaded and the Battle of Carolinas.
Shane, who's my least favorite fan base in all of college football? Do you remember?
Yeah, that would be App State.
Bring your ass App back State. To Columbia. South Carolina versus Appy State. Now that we've run off damn Will Muschamp, I think the Gamecocks will be coached up well enough to just whip the hell out of Appy State. So that's who I'm going with. And hey, going on your theme, it's a close drive and all this. Wouldn't be that far. Man, I desperately need to see this game replayed, and it's got to end the right way this time.
Absolutely. That was such a bad game, and I think they'd love to have that one back. I know Muschamp would, for sure.
Yeah. All right, so who you got for Tennessee?
Tennessee, not as easy as I thought it would be, because a lot of teams roll around my head when I'm thinking about this game. But I landed on Virginia Tech. And maybe it's because, you know, I was at the Battle of Bristol and I really enjoyed it. Or maybe it was, I don't know if you remember Corey Moore making those comments back in 99 after that Gators loss. And Tennessee Vols had their chance, because, you know, we're coming off that national championship. And I'll never forget, I'm in my bedroom, I'm watching the TV, right? I was walking out the door and I heard him get on there. It was after the Gators loss. I was really upset anyway. I mean, when back then, after you lose to Florida, it's like you really mourn for like a week or two, because, and then you play this game like, well, as long as we win out and Florida drops too, you know, it was never going to happen, but we could get back in the SEC championship. And I'll never forget, I believe it was Corey Moore. It was one of the Virginia Tech players, and he got on there and he says all this Tennessee fans crying because they ain't going to be able to play a national championship. Well, they had their shot, because, you know, it was later in the season and Tennessee was winning out. They were doing their thing, but there was no way we were going to get into a national championship. So, but anyway, that stuck in my craw. So I'm going to go with Virginia Tech for that reason. Not to mention, you know, Tennessee, if you think about the 90s, there was a lot of recruits coming out of Virginia, and we're not landing them like we used to. So I don't know, firing up a rivalry with the state wouldn't be a bad idea.
Hmm. Well, hey, I was close to that. I was sticking on that theme. You've already picked North Carolina, but that's my team that I'm going against, Tennessee. I never really understand why they didn't have more of a rivalry sharing the border there between the Appalachian Mountains. But now we've got, two offenses on both sides of that game that could be fun and exciting. And this would probably be a first to 50 type ball game here. So that was what I came up with. What are your thoughts on Tennessee facing off against North Carolina?
Oh, I think that would be a good one. I think about the, you know, last few times we played North Carolina, there's been some heartbreaks in there. Some questionable calls, but you know, I'm not going to get involved with that. But yeah, I think that would be an easy one to I don't know, kind of market as well. Like you said, kind of a border war. It's a small border, but you know, it's right there, buddy.
Mm-hmm. All right, Texas A&M. Who you got for them?
Well, you know, we started off with Arkansas because that's the first one I did, and I picked Texas. But they're playing two spring games, baby. Because if they're not going to Arkansas, they're going to be playing A&M. You know, if Texas is too scared to play them right now, at least maybe they'd let them do a spring game where the official L wouldn't count. You know what I'm saying? So that's the one I went, man. If we let's just crank up the rival. Can't get them at the end of the season. Let's get them at the beginning.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Once again, this is the second time you nailed the one I was going to pick. Texas A&M. Got to get this matchup back on the field. I'll take it any way I can get it, even if it's in a damn spring game. But sure would be nice to, you know, give Sark his first L of his area era there in Austin. It would be coming this spring if these two faced off.
Absolutely.
All right, last but not least, Vanderbilt. Who you got for the Commodores?
This one was a tough one, man. You know, first, I ain't gonna lie, first one came up was, well, this would be easy. Blue, you know, they're the Blue Raiders. They're MTSU. That'd be a no-brainer. But that's no fun. Who wants to do that? So I chose Georgia Tech because they used to be rivals. They played for the Gold Cowbell, baby. Oh. So I just think it'd be great to watch Georgia smoke them at the end of the season, Vandy smoke them at the beginning. The other one, I'm not going to lie, I had a few with Vanderbilt. I did consider Louisville since it's less than 2 hours away. And I thought, last-ditch effort, how cool would Navy be?
Yeah.
You know, anchors down. I just think we could play with the names there. So those are the few teams I chose, but I landed on Georgia Tech just because, like I said, back in the day, many moons ago, they used to play for – I don't even know if they still play for the Gold Cowbell, but, you know, it'd be nice to pick up any old rivalries if we can.
Well, I went with it's not a rivalry yet, but it probably should be, Shane. Who's the former – SEC coach from Vanderbilt that's got you blocked on Twitter?
Oh, James Franklin?
Bring him on down, Penn State. Get your ass whooped by Vanderbilt. The James Franklin Bowl. I'd like to see Clark Lee get his first W. Give James Franklin. Hell, I don't even know if Penn State won a game last year. I think they started 0-5, 0-6, something crazy like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's what would happen every year if they were in the SEC. So I'd say they're about equal with Vanderbilt. I think Vanderbilt gives them a game here.
Isn't that crazy? So I know, like, here we are. We're doing a podcast, Mike. There's a man currently up there in Pennsylvania that is coaching the Nittany Lions. At some point in his life, read the words that I put on a keyboard and blocked me. So I got it. He can't take that away from me. I can't see future tweets. That's okay. I'm willing to live with that. But I do know the last tweet he read of mine, made him so upset that he had to go over there to his notification thing and turn me. I don't even know how to block people, and that's what he had to do. So joke's on you, Franklin, because I got two burner accounts.
All right, buddy. Hey, I thought this was a good time. I hope everybody likes their game. And, hell, throw us some suggestions. If maybe we left one off the list, what you guys want to see. But, hey, we're just trying to figure out ways to cook up some entertaining action here in the spring. And, man, just imagine X amount of days until we play the James Franklin Bowl, the Lane Kiffin Bowl, the Mike Leach Bowl. I mean, there's so many ways they could hype these things up and just make college football – you know, that's what's so brilliant about the NFL. They have structured it to where, you know, free agency starts on this time. And then when those things start winding down, the draft starts this time. And then OTAs start this time. I mean, all that is planned. They try to stay in the calendar 365 days of the year, and they manage to do it. College football, if they were smart, if they could get together.
Yeah.
They could do something similar. And I think it would have to start right here. And, man, I'm just hoping maybe somebody hears this. We get the ball rolling. You know what?
Absolutely, man. And that's the sad truth is that there's not a lot of marketing for spring games, spring practices, and They're missing out because we want it. We want the content. When you find it, Mike, and you put the videos on our YouTube channel, they take off like wildfire because we're hungry for football. And don't get me wrong, March Madness was great, you know, especially if you didn't like Gonzaga. It really worked out to your favor. But I'm going to tell you right now, not everybody likes basketball. I was watching basketball because there was nothing. If I had more spring content or easier accessibility, or like you said, you're getting pumped up for a future spring matchup against, you know, the border war with Mizzou and Kansas, or, you know, Kentucky and Cincinnati's coming on here in a few minutes. It's just there's things that the SEC could do and set themselves even further apart than these other conferences. And this is what you do right here. It's all about marketing. And I know they got a monopoly, but man, just think of the revenue that they're missing out on by not capitalizing on these games. So this was a fantastic idea. It's list season, baby. We're going to keep coming out with different lists all the time, but until we get some real content. But when we do, I usually won't show up, Mike.
Well, that's why I'm here, to keep this train rolling. I sure do appreciate you hopping on here and spieling with me.
Absolutely.
Do you have anything else before we hop off here?
Well, just the videos you send, you can do it to our Twitter page, our Twitter handle, at SEC Podcast, Instagram, I don't know, whatever, Reddit. We're on all kinds of them.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube. I don't know. Can you do that on YouTube? I don't know. I'm not the technology guy. But I will say this, you know, make them quick, you know, don't do like a 45-second deal. Just, you know, if you're a Vol fan, jump on there, say, you know, go Vols, or next year's our year, or something like that, you know, and then we'll put it on the intro of the clip. So I look forward to seeing it, because we got some creative fans out there, Mike.
Absolutely, yeah, I can't wait to see those come into action. So, you know, just shoot them with your iPhone or whatever. Doesn't have to be too fancy. We're just throwing them up on there.
Mm-mm.
And we're just going to collect those and have those ready to go once we start having more video content.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. Most of us, I mean, we're almost 100% audio right now. So even if it's just, you know, low light, whatever, we're looking for the audio clips here. So just keep that in mind, too. Now, when we go video, we'll definitely let you know before we put it on that SEC podcast.
Mm-hmm. All right, buddy. Well, hey, once again, thanks for jumping on here and spieling with me. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And if you made it this far, don't forget, leave us that 5-star written review on the Apple Podcasts app, and you can send those in to thatsecpodcast@gmail.com. That's going to do it. Catch you on the next one.
All right. See you guys. Go Vols.